This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Baruch Hashem, Tisha B'Av is behind us, and Shabbos Nachamu is ahead of us, and Tu B'Av is ahead of us, and now we start the chilek of the month that the Chassam Sofer says is referred to as Menachem Av. Menachem Av. Now, it is well known that on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Shema Yisrael, we have a big shin and a big daled. I'm sorry, a big ayin and a big daled. Shema, shin mem ayin, a big ayin and a big daled. Aid. What's the meaning of this? What is the significance of the big ayin and the big daled? The Chida says something very interesting, but in two of his svarim, in the Sefer Avas David and in the Sefer Kisei Rachamim. However, I want to extrapolate based on it. The Chida says the Ayin and the Dalet of Shema is a Rashi Tevois for Anova and Dibor. What does this mean? It's a remez to the idea that through these means, humility and speech, one could overcome the Yetzihara. When a person is an Anov, and his dibur is b'divrei Torah, then he could overcome the Yetzirah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ayin Dalet. Anova dibur. The Chida says, this is the meaning of Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. If you're careful to return Ad through Anivos and dibur b'divrei Torah, you will be zoicha to Shuva Shalema. So I want to suggest as follows, based on this chida. Earlier on in the parsha, we have a very important pasuk. Batsar lecha umsaucha koyal hadvarim ha'ele v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'koylai. So I want to say as follows. What is the flow of the parsha? In Sheni, the Torah says that you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saw the great event of Maimon Har Sinai, where Hashem revealed Himself in the fire, and God communicated His covenant with you, and you saw on that great day, there are no images in the heaven. Don't you dare make any images. Don't make Pesel Tmunas Kol Samel. Don't make Tavnes Zachar Nekeva. Don't make Tavnis Kobehima. Don't make Tavnis Shemesh V'Yareach. Because you didn't see any Timuna B'yoyim Diber Hashem Aleichem Echayev. You didn't see any images when God appeared to you on Har Sinai. But then you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll get used to it and you'll become accustomed to it and you'll take it for granted and you'll start serving Avodah Zarah. But then you're going to want to seek out Hashem. And how do you seek out Hashem? V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Now you have to abandon the Avodah Zarah. I would like to suggest, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The ad is referring to accepting upon yourself the ideals of Kriya Shema, of the big ayin and the big dalet. Meaning, when the Torah recounts and illustrates what will happen when Klal Yisrael will veer after Avodah Zarah, and then they're going to want to do tshuva? The pasuk says, "Vishavta ad," you return until. That ad is referring to accepting upon yourself the ideals of Shema Yisrael, that there's Hashem Echad, and there are no Timunais, and there's no Avodah Zarah. And perhaps even further, based on the idea that the Shema really encapsulates the Aseres Hadibrois. It's a cliff note version of the Aseres Hadibrois. We know that Aseres Hadibrois are alluded to in Shema. So the way we do tshuvas, we return ad. Ad are the bookends of Kriya Shema, the big ayin and the big dalet. Because that's just a thought based on the Chida, who says that Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Leikach is referring to the ayin dalet of Shema. I would like to apply that to what it says earlier in the parsha of Vishavta ad Hashem Leikach, that when Klal Yisrael accepts to abandon Avodah Zarah, they will be able to return by returning Ad to the big Ayin and the big Daud. Okay, Rabbeisai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And I want to invite everyone to the big share tonight at 8:30. Gateways of Redemption. Okay, hope everyone could join tonight at 8:30. Have a great day. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.